Just a few halachot in the laws of berachot that we've been studying. Recently, we discussed certain type of foods that are actually in question what beracha you make on them. Which means not every food is it obvious that it has a set beracha. Certain things by their mere nature lend themselves to sefek, to doubt. Some examples that we've discussed recently, just to review quickly, was sugar. Although we make the beracha on sugar, shakol niyavet baro, that's the way Maram was posek, but we saw that really was a great discussion amongst the Rishonim. Harambam himself brought down, some say bure priya et, some say bure priya adama, some say shakol. So that's a case where it's actually a machlok and amongst the poskim. Another example that we saw recently was the papaya. And although the papaya grows on a tree, which you say it should be bure priya etz, which is really some of the poskim want to say you make bure priya etz, but then we saw Ben Ish Chai and Rav Pali that wanted to say that it's more like a vegetable the way it grows, because the year that you plant it, that's the year it produces. So therefore, he came out that on the papaya you make bure priya dama. But again, that's an item that's a safek. A banana would fall into that category as well. Although Maran was posek, that on the banana you make bure pri adama, but you could argue it's growing on a tree. What's considered a tree? Is it or not? So therefore, that's also a situation of an item that falls into a sefik. There's many items like that. You can even argue on chocolate itself that comes from the cocoa bean. Although, we know the minhag is to make shakol niyavet baro on the chocolate, and that's the way really the Birkat Hashem comes out in Chelek Gimal, on Daf Tzadivav, alacha lamedheh, where he writes, on the chocolate, tzarich levarech aleihem shakol yavet baro. But he brings in the tziyunim that Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyebach alav shalom and Yibadel l'chaim tuim of Yashiv held and holds that on chocolate really you're supposed to make bure priya etz, because it's coming from the cocoa bean and that's etz and that's what the beracha is for. So again, it's another item that falls into this quandary. The common denominator between all these cases we said, on sugar, for example, that would be for a candy that's made out of sugar. If somebody made bure priya etz or bure priya adama, he's covered. For that matter, we said, if a person made on the papaya bure priya etz, he's covered. Or for that matter, on the banana itself, and even he says over here, on the chocolate, that b'di'avad, if a person said on chocolate bure priya etz or bure priya adama, yatsa. For that matter, there's a whole discussion we saw on a cup of coffee. Even on a cup of coffee, we make shakol niyavet baro, but the Birkat Hashem brought down, based on the Shitab de Rashba, that some would say that the coffee should be a bure priya etz. So again, all these cases are situations where the beracha is in question. But again, we have a clarity, and we know what we do on these cases. But why am I telling you this? Because Achav Avadya is a very important rule. I'm going to try to codify the rule for you, and then you could apply it in these cases over here. The situation is discussed actually in Parashat Matot, where he writes in Hadichot Olam the following. Im yesh lefanav pri shebirchato bore pri ha'etz. Let's say he has in front of him an item that's bore pri ha'etz. That takes an easy case. He has an apple. There's no question on an apple. Apple's bore pri ha'etz, according to everybody. And he has in front of him sugar. Let's take a simple case. Candy. Good? Now if he's going to make a bore pri ha'etz on the apple, and the candy is intending to eat it, so according to the Chacham, once you made the etz on the apple, you're covered. You cannot make a beracha on the candy, because b'di'avad, if you make an etz on sugar, we said, you're yotzeh, unless you had negative kavanah, which means, where the person picked up the apple, and he said, before he said b'di'avad pretz, he said, I am not being poter the candy. Only then is he able to make the shakol on the candy. However, if he just did it stam, he took the etz, he wasn't thinking, he knows he's eating the candy, he didn't have negative kavanah, Chav Avadya says, do not make a beracha on the candy. The same thing would be if a person is eating, let's say, like the case of the papaya. Correct? So now, let's say he takes the apple again, and he's intending to eat a papaya. But papaya, we said, is a safik. So therefore, if he didn't have negative intention, which means when he picked up the apple, he has to say, I do not want to cover the papaya. Makes bure priya etz, and he can make an adam on the papaya. However, if, let's say, when he made the etz, he didn't have any kavanah, just kavanah was blanket, the papaya already is covered, and he cannot make a beracha. It's a very important klal, because this happens a lot. For example, I'll give you the practical case where this happens a lot. is, let's say, on Leil Shabbat, where we do make a hamotzi, and then they bring dessert. So what's the custom? We have candy for dessert. They make a shekel on the candy. They bring us fruit. So really you have to pay attention that if you're planning on having candy and you're planning on having fruit, so what's our normal way of behaving? Usually you take the grape first and you'll make a brit pra'etz on the grape. But you have to know, if you're intending to have the candy, you have to have a negative coming up to say, I'm not being poter the candy. But if he says, boreh priya'etz, this time wasn't thinking of anything, and he knows he's having the candy, according to Hacham Avadiyah, you cannot make now a shakol, because b'di'avad you poter it. Like we said, the sugar b'di'avad, if you said boreh priya'etz. So a person has to be thinking on these cases of safek. For that matter, it would apply to a case of chocolate as well, where chocolate is a safek. You can make shakol, you can make boreh priya'etz, you can make boreh priya'adama. So a person's having, a vadai etz, followed by chocolate following it. So he has to have bifirush kavanah not to be put in the chocolate. If he doesn't, he would not be able to make a beracha. So again, you see how tricky these inyanim are when it comes to the inyan of berachot, which is, you could know what the beracha is and still make a mistake. Wait, you don't realize that these items are safek. That's what the Gemara Berachot says in the sixth perek, Yelech Etzel Tamid Hakam. The only way to navigate the Chot Berachot, you have to go Etzel Hakam, and in order to understand exactly not only what the Beracha, when to make the Beracha, what to make first, and when you shouldn't make a Beracha.